Yes, welcoming you and our Mufti AK Hussein, who fires on all the spiritual cylinders, fresh off the Fajr Azan with a hearty Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Mufti Saab, tell me, how are you doing this fine, beautiful Jummah morning, Mufti?
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, brother Shafat Ahmed Khan. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. Wahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the blessed honorable day, the 20th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, the chapter regarding radiance and effulgence, and verse number 59. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمُ الْحُلُمَ. And when the children, the infants, أطفال, the plural of تِفْلُن, so when the children of yours, they reach the age of puberty, they become baligh and mature, either the boy because of a wet dream, or our daughter because of a menses. So that are the signs that now they are baligh and mature. In Islam, the earliest the boy becomes baligh and mature at the age of 12, and our daughter, our sister, at the age of 9, that is the earliest. Thereafter, now they are mature, 5 times salat is compulsory upon them, 5 times prayer per day, fasting is compulsory upon them. Similarly, فَلْيَسْتَعْذِنُوا, now they must seek permission. At all times, daytime, nighttime, they can't just barge in and come in anytime. So that was for children, because children now, they don't have that business, they don't have that intelligence, intellect and understanding. So therefore, for them, there was some type of concession. But now you are mature, you are responsible for your deeds and your actions and your speech. فَلْيَسْتَعْذِنُوا, hence they must seek permission. كَمَسْتَعْذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, as the people before them. So everyone who is sane and mature must seek permission. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِ. Similarly, Almighty Allah explains in detail to you His verses. His verses, there are 6,236 verses in the Noble Quran and 114 chapters. And remember, it's a direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, not like the Bible according to Mark and Matthew and John and Luke and so forth. No according business here. And remember, I told you yesterday that if you go to the King James Version of the Bible, 1631, you will see that there's a mistake there, and it's written, thou shalt commit adultery, Allah forbid. So instead of saying, thou shalt not commit adultery, in that Bible, King James Version, 1631, so they call that the wicked Bible. So you won't find all this in Islam, in the Noble Quran, because millions of people have memorized it, thousands and hundreds have memorized it, from the time of the Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is how the preservation of the Noble Quran Pakistan took place, and it is for all times, all places, all circumstances. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِ. And they, the Christians, the Jews, even today, they cannot produce one single person, male or female, rabbi or otherwise, priest or pope or otherwise, who has memorized the entire Torah or Injil and Gospel in the original language, because there is no original copy. Everything has been confused, and they are blowing the fuses of people. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِ. Similarly, Almighty Allah has explained to you in detail his verses, and further details were explained by the Master, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chapter 16, verse number 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We have revealed to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the reminder, where Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we. Remember, that is a symbol of respect and of reverence, Allah stamping his majesty, authority and sovereignty. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. And if you look at chapter 16, verse 14, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you must explain to them in the finest details what has been revealed to them, and so that they wonder, ponder, and reflect. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is the one that is all-knowing, his knowledge all embracing, all encompassing, and he is the all wise. Let's take you around the world, news, views, and interviews. Very interesting stories. Argentina, we've been there 4 or 5 times, but look at their inflation. Argentina's inflation today, 94%, the worst in 3 decades. United States of America, they tell the world that they are a superpower. But in California, remember the storms and the rain and mudslides, all going to increase, inshallah, this weekend. And so many more people will be impacted. So many will be evacuated. Many more will die and so forth. Look at their airports. Today is Friday. On Wednesday, the planes could not take off. They were cancelled or they were delayed. 11,000 flights in U.S. airports. So they cannot even let their planes go on time. They have become like a third world country and a fourth world country. Look at the British government. There they are, Human Rights Watch, and that says the British government is now impeding and encroaching upon the rights of the British public. They don't have the freedom of protesting, and they make such laws that make it difficult for the people to even have peaceful protests. Sunak, what's wrong with you, Sunak? Yet you're feeling the heat. They might send you back to India. Now you want to send the people to Rwanda. So remember this, we condemn any person, any organization, any country who supports the apartheid regime of India and the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. We need to be very clear on that issue. Now look at this story. Can you believe that? Since King Charles has come into power, things are going hazy there. One side you got to Harry saying that he killed 25 people there in Afghanistan, and if the Afghans get hold of him, they're going to circumcise him. And remember, now their mail, they can't receive it. Can you believe that? That the royal family cannot receive the royal mail, and they say it is being held at ransom by who? So they blame the Russians. Everybody want to blame the Russians. Putin, you're a big harami. You're putting them properly in their place. They can't even get their mail now. Can you believe that? So but Charles and his chameleon, they're in big problem, because a lot of things are encrypted, and these Russians know how to sort it out. And the British intelligence, come on, you guys, MI6, MI5, you should know better. And where are you guys there in the royal family? Lula, we support Lula. Lula is 100% pro-Palestine. So Lula says that what happened there, the attack on the presidential palace and on the Congress, was definitely done with being the there were some people in the army, some in the police force who were accomplices in this, because there was no force entry. So it means deliberately that some of the palaces or some of the doors of the Congress were deliberately left open, and that is how these people barged in and so forth. Israel might be heading for a civil war, and we hope that happens between Bibi's coalition, Ben Gvir, the biggest terrorist you can find maybe on the earth, the Harami, the one who says shoot to kill. In the past 24-30 hours, they murdered, killed 3 Palestinians, and it means nothing to them. They're very proud about it. So they might be heading for civil war there between the people who are the true Jews, who want to practice, and the Orthodox Jews, and these guys here who just use Judaism for their ulterior and sinister motives of Zionism. Remember, Christianity was hijacked by the Pauline theory, and Judaism has been hijacked by the Zionists. Biden is in big, big problem. Now, can you believe this? When Obama was the president, he, Biden, Sleepy Joe, was the vice president. So now he had some special documents. So where do they find these documents now? They found it in his office. Where do they find it now? They find it in his garage. And what he says, like our South Africans, Hayazi, La Adri, I don't know. So that is what Biden say. So now there's a special cause, special counsel to investigate Biden and all these classified, remember, documents. So he's in big trouble, because once they find him guilty, finish, his chances of re-election are gone. Taliban, we say, Allahu Akbar, Taliban. Taliban, people think they're sleepy. They know what they are doing. Taliban manufactured their own car. And Junaid Mohtar, not an ordinary car. They manufactured a sports car. Can you believe that? Well done, Taliban. You must show them that you could make nice F-16s and everything. Because now you're the masters. You know, you've got your own planes. You got your F-16. After whooping and thrashing these Americans and coalition, they had to put their tails between their legs and run and so forth. Now listen to this story. You know, in Africa, everything happens crazy. Now there are two ladies, right? They are bakers in Malawi. You know Malawi, Blantyre, Lilongwe, all these areas. So they are bakers, and they made a nice cake, you know. But they surrounded it with money. You know the currency they use there in Malawi. And then they advertised it, that please, if you want these cakes, you must come here. So the authorities saw this, and now they arrested these two ladies. They say, you're making a mockery of our money and currency, which is not worth the paper on which it's printed, actually. But nevertheless, so now you know how much difficult it is for us to print currency, and you using it here for your cakes and advertising. So now they arrested them, and they're facing a hefty fine. Can you believe that? The Chief Justice of Israel says Bibi Netanyahu and his cronies and comrades and hoodlums, that's what we call them, terrorists, remember, are undermining democracy, and they want to change that so that laws cannot be, they don't have independent of the judiciary, and they cannot take much action against the ministers, prime minister, and so forth. So Bibi is just interested in staying out of jail, but he knows, the world knows, he is a war criminal. Turkey summoned the Swedish ambassador and said that you are allowing the Kurds there in Sweden, Stockholm, and so that they make caricature of President Erdogan, and you will not enter, remember, NATO unless we give permission. So they are holding the trump cards. This Erdogan also is a smart player. Macron, the Harami, the war criminal Macron, will not ask for forgiveness from Algeria. Listen, you Muslims, when you speak, you must speak with authority, with proof, and you must not shy away. This white hegemony is getting away with murder. Do you know Turkey colonized and occupied Algeria for more than 130 years? And remember, they murdered and killed 5.6 million Muslims and Algerians there in their occupation. And this Harami Macron, the war criminals they are, so remember, he's not even prepared to apologize for their crime. Therefore, all these countries, these whites, you must remember that. You go to America, study their history. What they did to the Red Indians, what they did to the Negroes, as they would call them in those days. Go to Australia, ask them what they did to the Aborigine. And we went to all these countries, so we know a little bit of their history. Go to New Zealand, ask them what they did to the Maoris. Ask the British Empire what they did. Remember, with the Chor Bazaar, how many people they killed in India and destroyed, and Winston Churchill by us is another war criminal. So you must, therefore, Shashi Tharoor, his name Shashi Tharoor, and we agree with him on this point. He said this is Chor Bazaar. Remember, they stole from here and there, and then they placed it in their museums. So imagine this person here. Sicily, now, if you know anything of Sicily, they're trying a new tactic to try to take away the youngsters from joining the mafia. They're giving them this incentive and that perk and so forth, because, you know, Sicily is mafia land. Now, listen to this story, Guangzhou. I've been to Guangzhou. Guangzhou is in China. And our people always confusing things and blowing people's fuses. If you ask our people of China and Guangzhou, they will tell you Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas is buried there. Totally wrong. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu is buried in Medina Munawwara. There's ijma consensus on that. I went and I saw it, and the Imam Ismail opened there for me at night, which was not supposed to do. So he told me, but you're the sheikh now, come and open. When I went, I saw properly, it's written there, Abu Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, but our people can't read Arabic majority of the time. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas' father is buried there. So why I'm telling you this? So there was one crazy Chinese guy. Yesterday he was driving, and you know, it seems apparently that he drove into 5 civilians, and people, just for Allah alone knows, was he crazy or what? And he killed them. So 5 people. After coming out of the car, he took all his money out and he started throwing it in the air. So obviously that they arrested him, and he is in the big, big problems then. Let's give you some of our news here, South Africa. Can you believe this now? Eskom is going to charge us 18% more, 18% point something something, from April the 1st. And this is no April Fool joke. This is serious business. They can't supply us electricity, but now they got the 18% increase and approved by government and so forth. So what do you say? In our language, we say mufatias. That's what we will say. Bunch of people who are good for nothing and just collecting money, sitting on their laurels, thinking of Hadi and so forth. Hopeless, useless people, remember this. Now the big heavyweight goes on. Current president and previous president, JZ versus CR, and yesterday the court case carried on, judgment reserved. So next week we will see if CR Cyril is found guilty, big problems for him, because then according to the ANC, their own member rules, they said if you are found guilty, then you have to move away, you have to go out. So let's wait and see. The circus carries on in South Africa. Too many trapeze artists, remember this. But sometimes you can't see the trapeze artists. You know why? Because of load shedding. So remember that. Another big shame going on in South Africa and in the world. You see what Africa, third world country, they play us, you know. Now they tell you in South Africa, you know what? There's a big problem. And what is the problem? Measles. And you must take your children for vaccination. And do this, do this. We rule all this vaccination not permissible. We don't accept these doctors. We don't accept what they say. Our fatwa ruling is this vaccination is harmful, and we were proven right from 2020 till last year. All these doctors who told you, professors, that you must take this for Corona and COVID-19 and Comorbis and people, and all came to false, to nothing. They made you idiots and fools, herd mentality. So that is the, now again they're starting. Now they want to attack your children, remember that. So say, no, measles, if you don't take, you know, when I was very young. So my parents, ask any parents, they'll be concerned. So we went to this doctor. So they tell me, your tonsils are gone very big and you must remove it. So I tell my parents, from young age, I say, I'm not going, just leave all this. So my parents, you know, I'm last born, you know, so they used to spoil me. Say, yeah, this lady, you don't want to go, just leave him. Till today, I didn't take out my tonsils. So one doctor told me, it's very good you didn't take it out. A Dr. Zakaria Ashraf in Newcastle. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat. Good doctor he was, mashallah. So then, you mustn't just be a herd mentality. Just follow the leader, follow the Pied Piper. You understand? We reject all that nonsense there. So remember, do what is for the best interest and what Islam teaches you, not what these chefs here are interested in, just money-making gimmicks and so forth. Let's give you our programs. Today we have a special guest and a special program. All of you make note of it. 8:30 South African time will be a special guest with Maulana Zahid Khan. And our special guest today is one of the most famous attorneys in South Africa, our brother Zahir Umar. He and Maulana Zahid Khan will be discussing the challenges the learners and the students are facing in school, and more so our Muslim students. So very, very interesting topic. 8:30 to 9 today, inshallah, Zahir Umar, the attorney, with our Maulana Zahid Khan. Then 11:30, the Adhan from Makkah Mukarramah, and then Sheikh Abdullah Awad Al-Juhani, his khutbah. So that will be 8:30, Zahir Umar, 11:30, khutbah starting in Makkah Mukarramah, South African time. 12:30, I will be there, inshallah, in Rainbow Masjid here in Lens, and there, inshallah, to be live on Markaz Sahaba. So that are our programs for today. Read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and read Suratul Kahf, Surah Dukhan. Allah Jalla wa la give us tawfiq. Visit the graveyard, you the man. Manzara qabra abawayhi aw ahadihima yawm al-jumu'ah ghufira lahu wa kutiba bara. Whosoever among the men visits the cemetery graveyard for to visit his father, mother, both of them or one of them, that they passed away on Iman and Islam, then is forgiven and considered a pious son of his parents. The hadith in Bayhaqi and Mishkat Sharif. May Allah Jalla Wala in his infinite grace and mercy forgive our parents and all the Muslims throughout the world. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Deep Brother Shabbat.
Jazakallah, Mufti Sahib. A lot of questions coming through. This one says, Assalamu Alaikum, Mufti Sahib. Our number one alim here in Derby County, United Kingdom. My business partner and I, we run a fish and chips business. We both accepted Islam because we heard your replies to others. We just want to know if we end up as reverts buried in a non-Muslim grave, will we be okay because our Allah knows we accepted the honorable Kalima? Jazakallah khair, Suhail Bradshaw and Isa Howard, Mufti.
Brothers, mashallah, you made my day today, the wonderful Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. And if you guys are listening, by you, it's 2:30 in the morning. Yeah, it's 4:30. You guys are 2 hours behind us. Allah Jalla Wala reward you, my brothers. Do you know what happens to you? You embrace Islam 1 month, 6 months, 1 year ago, whenever. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. You, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, Habibuna, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, address the non-Muslims and tell them, if you abstain and refrain from your kufr and shirk, from your blasphemy and polytheism and idol worship, and you embrace Islam, يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ, your sins of the past are forgiven. So you are like newborn babies, my two brothers. Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Innal Islama yahdimu ma kana qabla. Verily, Islam removes and erases and expunges the sins of the past. So that is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Now you, my brothers, what you're suggesting, that's not right. What you must do, you guys are our sharpshooters, there in Derby County and wherever you are in the world, South Africa, UK, America, every one of you who embrace Islam is wajib, compulsory upon you, you must sign an affidavit. And what must you write there? Upon your death, then everything must be done according to the Islamic law. And I must be buried after my death in a Muslim graveyard and cemetery. So all that, and then you give a call, you get it stamped by your police and your authorities. You give it to your lawyer, you give it to your imam and all these documents. So there won't be problems then. It does not, is not permissible for a Muslim, whether born Muslim or whether he or she embrace Islam, to be buried in non-Muslim graveyard. Now I want you two brothers and all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, listen to this dua and listen and by heart it, memorize it and read it daily. Surah 12, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima. O Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam. Wa alhiqni bisalihin. O Allah, unite me with the pious and devout servants. So imagine, Allah forbid, you are buried there with the non-Muslims. So that are not the pious people. So remember, we must be buried in a Muslim graveyard. My last trip to the South American country was Bolivia, 2019. And I, wherever I go, I ask them, show me all the masajid and mosque and take me to the graveyard. So they took me to the graveyard, but I said, this is a Christian graveyard. They said, no, one small section they gave, but it's all mixed also. I saw it. And they charge you $1,000 on top of that US dollars. The money was not the issue, but I said, it's compulsory upon you all to ensure you have your own cemetery and graveyard. So I used to make dua, it was Ramadan 2019, Ya Allah, don't let me die here. We don't want to be buried next to the non-Muslims and with the non-Muslims. So every one of you, my brothers, you must sign the affidavit and make sure that your family or anybody else has no say after you have passed away. You sign the affidavit and that will be binding upon all the authorities that you must be buried in a Muslim graveyard. Allah Ta'ala take us with Iman and Islam. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
I mean, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Good morning to the leader of the South African Muslims, whom they call the Mufti. I am Sarah Campbell in medical field, studying in Germany, Munich at the moment. A Muslim doctor I met in Lebanon advised me with the link to Markaz broadcast. Interesting station. I've discovered I should be a Muslim. Can I read the preamble? There is only one God and Muhammad is the final messenger to myself in front of my Allah and be a Muslim. Or do I need to involve anybody else? Allah bless you, sir. Mufti Saab.
Thank you, my sister Sarah Campbell. Allah Ta'ala guide you, guide all of us, and bless that professor or teacher from Lebanon, Lebanon, Beirut, who you met and he told you about Markaz. So yes, my sister, if you read the preamble, the formula, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and you announce it, pronounce it, then you will be a Muslim. But the problem with that will be, like our previous caller, that when you pass away, nobody knows about it, sister. Then they will think you are a Christian or you are a Hindu or you are a Jew, and they will bury you in a non-Muslim graveyard. So my advice to you, sister, go to the Muslims there, the ladies or the imam and so forth, and tell them that please take me through the process. If you want, we can do it now also, and you just read Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah. I bear witness that through truly there is none worthy of worship but Almighty Allah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And I bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was, is, will always be the last and final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. So my sister Sarah, if you're listening to us now live and you want to do it now, so that's fine. And then your near friends, family, you just sign a document and tell them that you are a Muslim and this is your Muslim name. Your name is Sarah. You don't have to change it also. So Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, his wife's name was Sarah. She is the mother of Isaac, you know, Ishaq. And you say Isaac, Ishaq means to smile. Sarah means the one who keeps and shares the secrets, meaning that shares the secret with people who are confidants, not to all and sundry. So excellent name. And if you prepared, we can do it now immediately, sister. So, but why you must inform others at the time when you pass away? So then your final rites and funeral, everything must be done according to the divine law and the Islamic code, my sister.
Jazakallah, Mufti. It's really barakah flowing this morning. And this message says, Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Mufti, a.k.a. Mufti Saab, as they call you. In UK, there is a lot of mention about you. Many are interested in Islam now because of your speech and humor. I'm not a Muslim yet, but inshallah, as they say, I will soon. What prayer can you make for my friends and I? And what prayer can we say for ourselves to become Muslims as soon as possible? Thanks so much to your radio, Michael, Amanda, Tracy, and Philip from Liverpool, England, Mufti.
Very good, mashallah, Liverpool. I visited there. You know why I went to Liverpool? You have one of the oldest mosques in the UK there in Liverpool. You should study. I know you guys know all about your soccer business, but for you now, at this juncture, it's more important that you don't score own goals. You have to score the real goal now. Go there to that old mosque there in Liverpool, and you will get the history. The imam is there. Today is Friday. If you guys are free lunchtime, go there. They will welcome you, Tracy and whoever else. You know that Almighty Allah bless you. They have facilities there for male and female, and especially for people who are interested in Islam and so forth. So that's very, very good. And you, believe you me, all of you, I wake up with Allah's help and mercy early, and we pray for all of you. Obviously, I can't take names because I don't know, but I always say, yeah, Allah, these people are good people, majority of them, but too much TV, you see. So they show the Muslims as people who are trigger happy, AK running around with the AK-47 and shooting. So, but who's killing the Muslims? Look at Palestine, look at Syria, look at Afghanistan, look at all these countries. So now Allah Ta'ala is showing you about who are the real terrorists and the propaganda. So now that one spark is there in your hearts already, so you must pray. What must you pray? Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. O Allah, guide me, guide us to the straight path. And Almighty Allah is the judge of everybody and everything. So pray like that, be sincere, and you will reach your goal, inshallah. Whatever little bit we can do, so mashallah, we will do that, inshallah, to assist you along the journey. Each one of you should be asking yourself this one question: who created me? What answer will I give to my creator after I die? So that is what Islam is teaching us. Believe you me, brothers and sisters, we love you for the sake of Allah, that we want, we have the best and we want to share it with the rest. And pass the word along there in the UK. Tell them this is no AK-47. He teaches AK-255. What you going to tell them? He teaches AK-255. Do you know what is AK-255? Ayatul Kursi, the most majestic verse in the noble Quran, chapter 2 and verse 255. And it is called Ayatul Kursi, where Almighty Allah introduces himself and Almighty Allah speaks of his majesty and his glory. So that is our message. We the most sober people on this earth. There's no wine, there's no swine, there's no dying by us, dancing away and so forth, no. So therefore, we are the magnet, and you are now gravitating towards the radiance and effulgence and magnet of Islam. We pray for you on this Mubarak blessed day of Friday and every day, my dear brothers and sisters. But try and go there to the Liverpool, the old masjid, the old mosque, and inshallah, they will give you enough literature and how Islam salam reached there, and how one white person that he built, you must remember, an orphanage and all that. So go and read there. Fascinating history you got there. So remember that that is the reason I went to your Liverpool as well.
Jazakallah for that, Mufti. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahib. MashaAllah, may Allah Ta'ala keep you on markers for the Ummah and all the up-and-coming reverts. As we hear the messages from Cambodia, South Africa, and England, etc., etc., MashaAllah, work being done. We are born Muslims. What is the best way to do effective dawah with non-Muslims? Jazakallah, Samir Peer, Mufti.
MashaAllah, Samir, do you know the meaning of Samir? Samir means a storyteller, a person who loves telling stories at night. But sometimes we, the husbands, we tell our wives all fairy tale stories, you know. So leave those stories out and tell your wife the stories, narratives from the noble Quran, ending of Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 111. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in the narratives and incidents and events of the Quran, then you will find their lessons to be learned by who? The people of intelligence and intellect. So that is what we should be doing. Remember this. What is the best way? Samir, the storyteller, peer. We had a Maulana Imam, he's now in Australia, Yusuf Peer. So in Arabic, there's no P, you see. Like the Arabs, they can't pronounce P. They can't say Pakistan, they say Pakistan with a B. So now when we have to write his name in Arabic, so he say Yusuf Beer. So it means beer, like, you know. So Yusuf Beer. So all you Peer, if you have to write it in Arabic, it will become beer, like, you know, ginger beer. So that's the one we will say, not the other one. So that was just on a lighter note. So my brother Samir Peer and all Muslims, which is the most effective way to give da'wah to non-Muslims and invite them? It's our own conduct, our own actions, our own speech. How many Muslims today, remember, are praying? How many Muslims are honest in their business? How many Muslims treat our wives, our spouses well? How many of us suffer from the inferiority complex? It is embedded in the heart and mind of Muslims today, 80% the Arab world, Muslim world, and Muslims throughout the world, that the West is the best and white is right. They suffer from the inferiority complex. You must get out of that completely and say Islam is the best, and we are prepared to share it with the rest. And any topic you want to discuss on Islam, we are ready. I give you all this news. Any one of you can go and check it up. You got Google and go see that what is really happening. They want to obliterate Islam and Muslims from this earth. Therefore, the white hegemony says by 2023, we have to ensure that the world population is reduced by half. Half means that we must get rid of the Muslims in most parts of the world. So Almighty Allah has warned us of their plotting and planning. Chapter number 61 and verse number 8, Yuriduna. If you know the Arabic language, it means now and in the future. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah. Their intention is to extinguish and obliterate the effulgence, the radiance of Allah. Islam, it means, bi afwa'ihim, with their media. Do you see how they train their media? Do you see what the apartheid, rogue, terrorist, Nazi regime did with Shirin Abu Akila? They murdered her cold-bloodedly, and she is a Palestinian-American Christian. But what happens now? Nothing. Because they Jutlas, they Jews, they are the chosen people. Nay, you're not chosen people. You are the cursed people by Almighty Allah. Go read chapter 7, verse 165, 166, 167. How Almighty Allah transformed them literally and physically into despicable monkeys. So remember that the punishment is coming. Armageddon is coming. So they want to obliterate and extinguish the effulgence and rage of Allah, Islam, with their media and their mouths. But Allah motivates us. Allah inspires us. O Muslim, O Muslimah, Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Allah will let His nur spread throughout the world. Islam will rule in India. Islam will rule in Palestine. Islam will rule in America and Europe. And the tide is changing. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detested some of them or most of them. Chapter 61, verse number 8. So always beg Allah, what are we? We non-entities. We are ordinary people, simple Simon. And you must remember, but see where the message is going. Through all parts of the world, not because we, hadha min fadli rabbi, that this is the grace of our beloved Allah. Hada rahmatum min Rabbi. It is the mercy of Allah. We cry, we beg, we read prayer before we come. Ya Allah, accept us for your deed. Make us the khadim of your deed. Let us touch the hearts of people, Ya Allah. So that is our message. So we're not interested in their politics and all these things here. So that let Putin put them in their place. Putin is a big harami. If you don't understand harami, it means a big B. But he's doing good job for us Muslims. Remember that. To give a bloody nose to America and NATO and Israel and these rogue regimes. So that's why we like him. If I make dua, he become Muslim. Then we will tell him, Putin, you must become the commander of chief. Because our Arab leaders and our Muslim leaders, you know, most of them are jokers, trapeze artists. They belong to the circus.
Gee, Mufti Saba, well said there. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti AK and all at Marcus. What dua can we make that the enemies of mankind can be silenced and immobile from the evil that they bring to the world? They are crippling humanity, Mufti. How can we fight back as soon as possible? Junaid from Cape Town.
My brother Junaid Bhutta, was the Cook sisters, may Bhutta. Vahye Fasondah, om the Cook sisters, the earth. Those of you who never understood, we spoke a little bit Dutch there, a little bit Afrikaans there. For my brother Junaid in Cape, where the two oceans meet, they love their Cook sisters on Friday. Come, my brother Junaid, do you know the meaning of your name? Junaid, Junaid means Tazgheed, diminutive, the small army. You have to become an army, a soldier of Islam. So let us explain to you. Go to Quran Kareem, the noble Quran. The Quran is replete with this incident. Where did the conflict start between Haq and Batil, between truth and falsehood? Right in paradise, in Jannah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala instructed Iblis, Lucifer, Satan, Satan, that make sajda, bow down, prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, to Adam, peace be upon him, the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. So he refused. He rejected the command of Allah, Aba wastakbara wa kana min al kafirin, and his pride and arrogance got the better of him. Go and read my brother Junaid chapter 7, and that is Surah A'raf, and right from verse number 11 right up to verse number 24, and you will find Almighty Allah speaks of the conflict and tension between Haq and Batil. Nabi Adam alayhi salam, a messenger prophet selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. And on the other side, Iblis, Satan, Lucifer, and his cronies. So what happens? That they decide, no, we are not going to accept the truth. And then they expelled and sent here to this world. And Nabi Adam alayhi salam transferred. You see the difference in the translation? Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, Adam and Eve, transferred from Jannah and paradise to this world to implement the laws of Allah. Allah gave them the taste of Jannah. So our aim, objective, our destination is Jannah and paradise. And Iblis and his cronies, Allah expelled them. You get out from here and never will you see paradise again. So all these are agents, remember, of Satan. Quran speaks of Hizbu Shaitan, the party of Satan. Go and read my Buddha, my brother Junaid Dan Kapstad. What Almighty Allah states, Istahwada alayhim shaitan, that the shaitan, Satan, Lucifer, has gained ascendancy on them. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ And Satan makes them forget remembering Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ حِسْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ They are the party of Satan and Lucifer. Don't you see what's happening in America now? They're having the gathering of the Satanic Church and one of the biggest gatherings. So these are the Lucifer's agents and people. Chapter 58, Bhutta Junaid, write down. Chapter 58 and verse 19. Last question, Brother Shafat.
Yusuf Parker says, Assalamu alaikum, Mufti. Kufr has engulfed many young Muslims. Seeds of discord and doubts is being whispered to them via Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, etc., etc. The focus is not Allah, Mufti Saab, but futile, egocentric opinions. Please advise, Mufti.
My brother Yusuf Parker, where are the parents parking, my brother? The parents themselves are busy. During my discourses, I say, you men, you are busy with Hollywood. You the women, you are busy with Bollywood. You the children, you are busy with Robin Hood. And then those who are left over, they're busy with Tiger Hood. So where is the Ummah going? Why do we want to blame somebody else? Allah Jalla Wala himself said, chapter 66, verse 6, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, save yourself and your family from the fire. Hadith of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyah. Each one of you is a shepherd. Each one of you will be questioned regarding your flock. Are we good at parenting? Am I a good example to my children, to my students? Am I a good example to my daughters, my sons and grandchildren? So we buy their love. I call this the C syndrome. We give them cash, we give them CDs, we give them computers, we give them cars, we give them all the C's. But the greatest C, we deprive them. And what is that, my brother Parker? Ma nahala walidun nahlan ahsana min adabin hasan, the good character. When last did the Muslim father sit with his children and speak to them to become a true Muslim, an ambassador for Islam? Oh mother, when last did you sit there with your children, not shouting and screaming, to teach them about Islam? And that is what our brother Zahir Umal will be addressing today at 8:30 on Merkez Sahaba. He's one of our most senior lawyers and attorneys here in South Africa. So listen to it. People are contacting him, what challenges they are facing there in our schools here in South Africa, and more so Muslim children. Allah Jalla Wala accept us all. We will then translate the khutbah 11:30 South African time and 12:30 in Rainbow Masjid. Barakallahu Fik. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.